Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to put the notepad away here. The hours it took to bring you to this program today, I'm going to kind of toss aside because live radio happens. It just happens. And Congressman Massey's office and I were put in touch together, and we were able to put that together really at last minute, and that was wonderful. He wanted to point out H.R. 5112, his bill that he said he's got tossed in the hopper now to lower the handgun age to 18. I mean, this is a guy that's fighting for your right. You got the establishment fighting against you because they're scared to death of the press. One of the questions, if you were listening to the last hour, Grover Norquist was talking about what happened down in Florida. And you have a lot of Republicans who are feeling the pressure of the media. And I should have asked him then, and it didn't dawn on me until after the break because things were moving so quickly with both himself and Alan Gottlieb together in that half hour. But isn't that what leadership does? Stands up to that? Leadership wavers because of the media? Donald Trump points out the media all day long. Do you believe Donald Trump wavers in front of the media? I don't. I think he plays them like an expert. We may feel it because we're so used to the Obama years, right? When Trump said, I say take the guns first, due process later, he misspoke. And those of us who understand Donald Trump knew that. And I pointed out that the leftist media was correct when they pointed out, had Barack Obama said that, I would have gone nuts and you would have gone nuts, and they were correct. But there's a distinction. We know that that is what Barack Obama meant, and that's what he wanted to do. We know that. We know there's a difference. There is a line of demarcation. There is distinction here between the two men. Trump's wide open. Transparency. Bring the cameras in. Let's watch Trump be Trump. Obama's administration would have never done that. So as gun owners, we're, you know, we've got 8 years of Obama shell shock there that we have to deal with. But doesn't a leader stand up to the press? Shouldn't Scott stand up and make the comment? I don't want to make a knee-jerk reaction. It's only been 14 days. What's happened hasn't even sunk in yet. We don't have the investigations done by law enforcement yet. We already know the breakdown in government at every single level, local, state, and federal. State Department of Family Services, city governments, state governments, the incredible breakdown under Sheriff Israel, who is now in hiding. He's a coward. Come out to play, Sheriff. I've asked your media people to bring you on this program. I have lost count how many times and won't get the courtesy of a response. He won't answer questions. He won't answer questions from me. He might answer them from a fawning, loving, leftist, gun-grabbing media and 16-year-old kids, but he won't answer them from me. And the feds, the FBI. Isn't that what a leader would do? Isn't that what Scott should have done and said, hey, whoa, hold the boat. I support the Second Amendment. We're not going to make a knee-jerk reaction and blindly steal the constitutional rights of millions of our state residents here between the ages of 18 and 21 because of the actions of a sick psychopath. That's what leadership does. There hasn't been any leadership in Florida. Of course, no, there's a Senate seat in play, and I think Scott might have really hurt himself in that. But to give us more perspective on all of this is the great Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, and I say throw the notebook aside because he has written more about this than anybody I know and anybody I've read since Parkland's story broke. And, of course, you can go down various rabbit holes on this story, as A.W.R. Hawkins has done. A.W.R., welcome to the show. I don't think I've seen anybody put in the work that you've put in. I've read every word that you've written probably three times, and you keep coming up with new work. let's start with this before we go into your latest, which is not too long ago, just a few minutes ago, actually. But let's go here. Doesn't leadership stand up? Doesn't Scott, as a leader, don't we expect him to stand up to the mainstream media and not cave into it? Wouldn't we expect that?
Right. It's reasonable to expect it, but you didn't get it. You got a $400 million gun control bill, disguised as school safety. And that's not to say there wasn't some degree of school safety involved, but that's how right. The left works. They put in just enough that they can claim it. And then what do? They use the bill to raise minimum age for gun purchases, to put in place waiting periods, to put in gun confiscation orders. And the waiting periods, the gun confiscation orders speak for themselves. Ridiculous. The increase in the age to buy a gun speaks for itself. Ridiculous. But people have to understand waiting periods should speak for themselves, too, because the left and people like Governor Scott will sell these as cooling off periods. These are times when people can cool off. No, what these are mandatory days that a single mom who needs a gun to stop a stalker, she will have to hide in a closet for that many days until her government gives her permission to pick up a gun. Ridiculous. This is what Scott has done.
Oh, he's done. Yeah, I agreed. I would say that's a starting point. I think the lack of leadership here, the capitulation is... I can't say, you go back over the years and you look at the bills that Scott has signed, and we've never seen Scott put in this position. And when he was put in this position, we see how he reacted and how quickly he fell without supporting or even trying to, anyway, appear as he has supported the Second Amendment over the duration of his time as governor. It's just really something to watch unfold. It really, truly is. He's getting pushed around by a bunch of 16-year-olds. Who, quite frankly, are ignorant of the facts. Emotional, no doubt, but ignorant of the facts. And Scott, as the governor, is allowing himself to be pushed around, and of course their parents. So let's go here to the ban, the age, the 18 to 21. Grover Norquist was on the show an hour ago, Thomas Massey, Congressman Massey, made the following statement. He says, "What are we supposed to tell that 20-year-old wife with two kids of a vet?" Or of a service member who is on deployment and she's home alone with her two kids. She's no longer allowed to defend her family while her husband's gone.
Right.
And if her husband's under 21, he can't either. Boy, Florida doesn't have anybody in those positions at the naval bases or anywhere else throughout any of the military places. I mean, come on now. Now, do you think this is going to stand? Obviously, the NRA filed a challenge to it fairly quickly. What's your gut on that one, Dr. Hawkins?
Well, it depends how many other groups file a suit. NRA suit would be sufficient to stop it if it gets before the right judge. So it depends, but it depends on how many suits are filed or who joins the NRA suit and those kind of things. It's going to be interesting to see. Trump's pushing the same thing at the federal level. And so, is the NRA going to file suit there? It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If we could push even one of these back, we can push all of them back. And that's the hope. But Representative Massey, who has become a friend of mine, is a good dude. He is spot on here, and Massey's right. You look at that 20-year-old mother, and I'm not saying this to denigrate military. I have the highest regard for our military. But whether she's military wife or not, she's a 20-year-old mother at home with two kids, and her husband's right. off at work, whether that's at the gas station or whether that's in combat. Why does that woman have to sit home by herself only with a baseball bat and a butter knife to defend herself? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious. Why? That is uncalled for, and it's inhumane. And shame on Governor Rick Scott for supporting this.
Here's my question about Governor Rick Scott. I don't know that Governor Rick Scott does support it. I believe Governor Rick Scott capitulated to politics here, is what I believe. I believe he put his political ambition ahead of his so-called convictions. So now those convictions we can legitimately question. And we're going to see this unfold over the coming months in the next couple of years. That's what we're going to see from Scott. Sad all the way around. I do want to point out that, and you may not be aware of this is breaking now, there have been two separate stories right now that the White House is claiming that Trump is backing off of any push to increase the age from 18 to 21. This is breaking now. White House backs off call to raise minimum age to buy long guns. Now, here we are talking about this live. It's going to be difficult for us to walk through this as we're seeing it. What we can do is give you that headline. And, of course, AWR Hawkins will analyze this for Breitbart News. He will bring it to you at Breitbart News, as he always does. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at AWR Hawkins and at Breitbart News, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. And make sure to keep up with this, because he does. And this is unfolding in real time as Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster Studios fills your prescription for freedom. More with Dr. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News when we come back. Don't go away. Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, then you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Back from these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Gun lovers, please, $1,500 coming to 10 of you. 10 of my listeners are going to win $1,500 to buy a Kimber 1911. The USCCA is giving 10 of you 10 chances. Each of you, when you go and sign up, get 10 chances. It's free to do. It's all there at armedandresponsible.com. Or you know my history with USCCA. Maybe you don't. I'm the 32nd member of that organization. It's now close to 300,000 strong, maybe even more by now. I've lost count. But they love giving away free stuff. They're known for it. They do it every single day, the gun giveaways every day. You can participate. It's free to do. You heard it here, and I want to hear about it if you win. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. All right? Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win the $1,500 to buy the Kimber 1911. Armedandresponsible.com. MyPillow.com. You know you've arrived. I feel like I've arrived when I recorded a MyPillow commercial. I have to tell you, when I did that, I thought, man, I've arrived. Look at that. That's pretty cool, huh? You hear it in between the breaks. And it was a lot of fun to do. And Mike Lindell is a great guy. And as you know, the NRA is losing sponsors and corporate partners and all this garbage because the leftist media is pressuring anybody in corporate America to disassociate themselves with anyone who agrees with gun rights. So when you've got a company like Mike Lindell's MyPillow and they support us, that's what that AAR promo code does. It helps us expand this program and get the word out to more and more stations by hiring the people that sell the program and everything else. This is how we grow to 200-plus radio stations around the country, is by guys like that. The promo code is AAR. Take 50% off the product. It's no different than where you get other anywhere else from Mike Lindell's company, but it's 50% off, and it helps us. And that's what we want to do, is support the people that support us. And we could really use your help doing that, okay, as Armed American Radio listeners. Plus, you get a great night's sleep. I've got four of the pillows. My kids have them. They love them, the whole nine yards. And you will, too, I promise you. If not, there's a 60-day guarantee. You get your money back. So there you go. MyPillow.com, AAR is the promo code, 50% off. And WarfighterTobacco.com, take 10% off everything on the site. Support the vets in the same way they support us. We support them, 100% veteran-owned. Great cigars, accessories, apparel, glasses, all kinds of cool stuff. Cutters, humidors, the whole nine yards. AAR is the promo code. Save 10% off everything but the sample packs that are already discounted. Unleash the war fighter in you. AWR Hawkins, had to get the business out of the way, brother. You know how that is. Let's go back over to, gosh, where do you want to start? The news I just gave you, maybe you looked it up, maybe you couldn't because of where you are, but there's a report coming out right now as we speak that the White House is saying that that they're backing off of that.
Right.
What do you think about that?
They're not really backing off of it. That title is misleading. What they're doing is they are shifting that decision to the education secretary. They're going to have her chair a school safety task force, and that is one of the decisions with which she will be tasked. And so the skeptic can say, well, that'll let her make that decision and choose to do that, and Trump won't have to take heat from the NRA. That's one. Or he may have pushed it to the side just to let that whole idea die a quiet death. So there's an optimistic way to look at it. There's a pessimistic way to look at it. But it's not accurate of newspapers to say that he has given up on that or let that push go, because that's not the case.
Yeah, and you're hearing from someone who's very pro-Trump. You've heard AWR and I talk about this on the radio now for a long time, long before the election, through the election, up to this point, well after a year later. And I have a funny feeling, AWR, that we're going to be seeing you write about this. We're probably going to be seeing something about this at Breitbart News real soon, if not later today, sometime tomorrow for sure. Let's go to how rabid the anti-gunners are. And you have a piece up at the top right now when I go and search up all your work.
Your work.
And this one really got me. 17 crosses hung from gun show billboard in Kentucky, because we all know that the gun show in Kentucky at the Kentucky Expo Center that happened on February 24th through the 25th was responsible for 17 murders committed by a lunatic in Florida, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, these are just heathens acting like heathens, and you're exactly right, you know. And it would be as – there wouldn't be any stretch if someone abused their freedom of speech, used their freedom of speech to incite some kind of terror or violence that resulted in the deaths of a number of people. If someone is holding a conference the next week and it's on freedom of speech, if I protest that, that would make about as much sense as what these people are doing here with this billboard. As you say, this gun show has nothing to do with the shooting. And number one, everybody must understand, gun shows to my knowledge, if someone can maybe find one example to prove me wrong, but to my knowledge, I can't think of a gunman that acquired his or her guns at a gun show during the last 15 years. Really can't. And so you got
to... Hold off on that. That's a great point. Come to think of that, I don't think I've ever reported on one that did.
Right.
We'll look into that.
You got these charlatans like Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin, and others, and they're right now, you know, we need more restriction on gun shows. This is common sense. This is not gun control. This is gun safety. This is gun sense. No, it's not. It's stupid. And what it is taking advantage of Americans who may be emotionally distraught right now. And it makes those of us who still think logically, it makes us seem like cold-hearted people, and because we keep pressing facts, 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 facts. But that's the only thing that's going to win the day here, because Joe Manchin and these others, all they're desperate to do is put a little more control on the law-abiding citizen who doesn't see it coming. And so I view it as my job, and Mark, I know you view it as your job. I view it as my job to be sure that I wake that citizen up so they see what's coming and they reject it. And we need to reject this push, and we need to reject the lunacy that ends up painting billboards that say kill the NRA and ends up hanging crosses off billboards that have nothing to do with what happened in Florida.
And I'm glad you put this in the piece, because these two go well together. The piece is titled, if you want to read it, 17 Crosses Hung from Gun Show Billboard in Kentucky. National Gun Day Gun Show, February 24th through 25, KY, Kentucky, of course, Expo Center. And then about halfway down, you also include the Kill the NRA. I'm going to guess somebody climbed up on top of that thing and painted that up there. But regardless, these things do go hand in hand. And the media puts this out, and the narrative that it forms when it gets 24/7 coverage in a 24/7 cycle is disheartening to a lot of people. So I'm glad that you're out there to shed some light on this. And you're right. You know, I think you probably feel this too, AWR. Even people who are usually level-headed, because we're humans, we see something like this. And, you know, emotions kick in. And when you try to fix certain people, it gets harder when their emotions kick in too, doesn't it? You feel like you got to go an extra step from somebody that might normally be rational, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And that's the goal, though. The goal of the left is to force a paradigm shift in each person so that we go from using our minds to using our hearts.
Yeah.
And if you'll use your heart, well, then those mean-looking guns, you shouldn't be able to own those. And if you'll use your heart, well, then those big magazines, you shouldn't be able to own those. And those people deserve some of your income, too. That should be redistributed. And those people deserve for you to pay for their health care, too. And once they get in there and they've pulled you away from using logic, it's quite easy to manipulate you into giving up your freedom, giving up your income, and everything else. And, of course,
next thing you know, you're following the Pied Piper. Hey, AWR Hawkins, stay right there with me. When we come back, we've got two more segments with you and a whole bunch to cover. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins, Armed American Radio's political analyst from Breitbart News. Back. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, gun lovers, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense and trips to the range? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member. I'm member number 32, actually. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you could take home $1,500 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 10 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 10 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 10 chances to win. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 10 chances to win, then you can take home that $1,500 for that Kimber for free. Remember, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Ooh. I have to change that music. I don't know who that is, but MyPillow works. Some of you were expecting, and this is really the first chance I had gotten to it, the young lady in Virginia, a social worker in Roanoke, Virginia, who claims to have been fired for having a concealed carry permit. Her name is Storm Durham. She goes by the name Storm Durham. I talked to her today, and she's been on a number of other programs, and she's going to be on a number of other programs over the next couple of days. I'd asked her to join me on the show today. Of course, Congressman Thomas Massey was able to jump in here at short notice. We were in touch with his office and vice versa, and a combination of Grover Norquist and Alan Gottlieb kind of screwed up that. Well, didn't screw up the hour, just pushed the schedule ahead and shifted everything because we had to give that first half hour to Congressman Massey. So I'm looking forward to bringing her to the program early this week coming up. Check my Twitter feed. I'll let you know we're tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time, if you care to listen live on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll clue you in on that. So thanks for being patient. We appreciate it very much. Let's go back to A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. A.W.R., let's go to court cases. Let's do a little speculation here. You have a piece up on Gun Owners of America readying lawsuit against Trump's bump stock gun control. And the first thing that jumped out at me about that column, I told everybody how much of a supporter you were for Trump. We both have been. But you're not afraid to call it out when it needs to be called out. Lawsuit against Trump's bump stock gun control. Now, of course, we saw what happened in Florida, which the last I checked, and you correct me if I'm wrong, there was no bump stock used in Parkland School. Is that right?
Correct. No.
Okay.
bump stock's been used in one crime, period, and that's Las Vegas. And I mean one crime since existence of bump stocks.
And that's, I guess that's important to make that distinction, because effective now, anybody that possesses a bump stock in Florida is now a Class 3 felon.
Right, which is ridiculous, but it's another thing Governor Scott supported. You know, and this is probably not the direction you want to go. I'm not trying to sidetrack.
No, go there. Go there.
I want to make the point. I tweeted it. When he signed this bill, I said, this is Governor Rick Scott telling you he doesn't want to be Senator of Florida. And then an hour later, when the NRA sued him or sued the state over his gun control, I said, this is the NRA saying, yes, Scott is correct. He will not be senator in the state of Florida. And I think when you look at all of these things, you know, you and I spoke a while ago, confiscation orders, waiting periods, increase in age to purchase, and now add to that a bump stock ban. I mean, and bump stock, look, I'm not being smart aleck. I don't want anyone to think that I am ignoring the fact that 17 individuals are killed. But look, he might as well have banned red dot scopes.
Yeah.
Or he might as well have banned suppressors. Let's go there. That's better. Suppressors. We're going to ban suppressors. Were suppressors used? No. But let's ban them. See, that's what I want people to see. Maybe if we don't use the word bump stock. Maybe if we use the word suppressor, you see, you go, wait, this is foolishness. Yes, it is foolishness. The governor is passing gun control for the sake of gun control. And then I'll guarantee you he's going to run opposite Bill Nelson. He's going to run against Senator Nelson and claim to be pro-gun. And when he does, it shouldn't take long for people to prove him wrong, and he'd be forced to quit that race. Shouldn't be long.
It's interesting because we have a lot of listeners in Florida right now, WORL. You're tuned in. We've got listeners around Gainesville. We've got them around Tallahassee, outside Jacksonville, all throughout the Panhandle. Of course, 860 in Tampa, 930 down in Sarasota. You're listening in other areas and through other venues as well throughout the state. Here's the deal. I asked this question. AWR, I think I might have asked you this on the last broadcast that you were here, and that was, who is he playing to here? When I was trying to figure this out, now hindsight's 20/20. But at the time, I was asking that question, who is Scott trying to appease here? Well, now we know. Now we know. We know there's he's got senatorial aspirations here. This is also going to be a problem for Pam Bondi, too, by the way. So, you know, future roles anyway. But it's going to be fascinating to watch, because you just laid it out right there. He's going to march on saying, look, I signed X amount of pro-gun bills when I was there. The lawsuits involved in this are going to tell the tale. So let's go back to the lawsuits on the bump stocks. Gun Owners of America, GOA, readying a suit against Trump's bump stock gun control. We've got two big suits boiling up here. Number one, age discrimination. We're going to see that suit on age discrimination on Second Amendment and 14th Amendment grounds, raising the age to 21. And we're going to see the bump stocks, because you now have Jeff Sessions directing the Department of Justice to redefine, in other words, make up a new description and call a machine gun something it isn't, so that you can insert a bump stock ban in it. I want you to tell people if I described that incorrectly.
No, you didn't describe it exactly. It'd be like, what I'm going to say is going to sound so absurd that you're going to think I'm wrong. I'm not. What they're basically doing is they want to, let's just say it this way, they want to ban VW Beetles. So they have a ban on Jeeps. Let's just say they do. So they're going to redefine the word Jeep. So the Jeep not only means Jeep, but it also means VW Beetle. And that way they can use the Jeep ban to also ban VW Beetles. And, of course, people who are listening to that, get past the craziness. That's reality. That's what they're doing. And if you're listening to that, then you're going to go, ho, if that's true, well, then when they want to ban Chevy pickup trucks, all they have to do is slightly redefine the word again, and that's exactly right. And that's what Gun Owners of America is warning about. If they can redefine machine guns so as to cover non-machine guns, and particularly to cover bump stocks, which do not convert semi-automatics into automatics, if they can make machine guns apply to bump stocks, they can make machine guns apply to anything, and they can ban anything they want. That is Gun Owners of America's argument. That has been my argument since the start. And Gun Owners of America says they're readying a lawsuit, and it will be filed if Trump goes through with a bump stock ban.
Quite fascinating, because I think, you know what? You might be wrong. that bump stock might be a machine gun. You know why? Because they're going to redefine machine gun to include bump stock. This is the absurdity. Well, wait a minute. The Obama administration cannot outlaw bump stocks because they looked at the definition of machine gun and determined the bump stock isn't a machine gun.
Right.
Now we well, hold on a second. Now, after Parkland, let's just change the description of machine gun that would make bump stock fit. We can do that with semi-automatic rifles if we want to now. By redefining semi-automatic rifles, we can include the term, revolver in there somehow and make it one and the same. How are you going to do that? We're just going to redefine it. This is a very dangerous place to be, AWR. When you start redefining, go ahead.
I don't know how long do we go to break, but while you're on this topic, it is important to make this point. I'm going to make a video doing this, by the way. I'm going to make a video this week doing this. I can hook my finger into my belt loop, and all I have to do is get my finger in a place where it's relatively immovable. And I know that's almost a conflict of phraseology, but where it's relatively immovable, if I can get my finger locked, then I can pull that gun against my finger, and my gun will be the bump stock. Right. And, my finger will be the bump stock. And I can make that gun shoot rapidly by just bumping it against my finger. And see, this seems a stretch, but it's not a stretch. See, what gun owners are saying is, look, when these goons who don't understand guns, the people wanting to ban guns don't understand guns, when they figure out that I can make a gun shoot super fast just using my finger, then they're going to one day go, well, the problem is not the accessory. The problem is the gun.
Right.
And then the redefinition is going to be that machine guns are also semi-automatics, that semi-automatics are also machine guns. And when that argument is made, everyone who's sitting on their hands right now going, well, this doesn't affect me because I don't own a bump stock, everyone who's thinking that way, you're going to be thinking different because they're going to be telling you, you've got 90 days to hand over your Glock, your Smith & Wesson M&P, your Colt AR-15, your Bushmaster AR-15, your Daniel Defense AR-15, and on I can go, because they will ultimately say the problem is not the accessory, it's the firearm. That's where this ends.
And let's put this in perspective for all you semi-automatic rifle owners, which is the vast majority of you. What we're talking about here is the redefinition of your semi-automatic firearm to now become a full automatic firearm if a bump stock were attached to it. You follow that? It's not the bump stock. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
New York City, 103.9. How the heck are you doing? Presque Isle, Maine. Just added you. Wonderful stuff. Way up there by Nova Scotia, man. Great to be there with you here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Las Vegas. Great to be there with you. Sin City, baby. Love Las Vegas. And everywhere in between, all over the country, adding stations like crazy every single week. More to come. Got some info on that, but I can't tell you just yet. I'll be able to tell you next week, though. Let's close out this last segment by giving you some more, real quick, the opportunity to get in on the gun giveaway, please. You get 10 chances. ArmedandResponsible.com. You're going to win $1,500. ArmedandResponsible.com. Make sure to go there and do that. Don't wait. I believe it ends on the 23rd, so just get it done, okay? Second one is MyPillow. Please, 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 I'm begging you, support our sponsors. These people support us. They put themselves out there, and it's great. And they do. They put their money where their products are, and that's huge. And they love you. They support you and this message and freedom and what we're talking about. And it's so important, so vitally important that we support them. Mike Lindell at MyPillow feels the same way about us. We feel about him and his product. He found out I had one for a couple years, and boom, he was all over it. Was a guest on the show. We had a great time together. AAR is the promo code. Take 50% off the 4-pack. Just so you can get everywhere else, but now you can do it on behalf of Armed American Radio with the promo code AAR. It's wonderful. And, of course, warfightertobacco.com, AAR promo code. Unleash the warfighter in you and support the veteran-owned company that supports us. You want to smoke a great cigar or know somebody that does, you got something to celebrate, that's the place to get it, okay? Warfightertobacco.com. AWR Hawkins, this is a really interesting topic here that I kind of shake my head at the first thing when I heard this. And I know you think the way I do. We think alike. When I heard the veterans home in California, that 3 were shot and killed. Terrible, terrible situation out there at the veterans home. The first thing I thought was, well, how can that happen in California? I actually thought that. What kind of gun was used? Because California has the wackiest, strictest gun control, and proudly so, they say, gun controls in the country, and they're looking for more in the wake of Florida. Because we all know what happened in Florida wouldn't be able to happen in California if they just did something more, like Jimmy Kimmel wanted to do. But you point out, California has every gun control pushed in the wake of the February 14th attack. The state's gun controls include an assault weapons ban, universal background checks, firearm confiscation laws, gun violence restraining orders, firearm registration requirements, firearm owner safety certification requirements, a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases, and good cause limitations on the issuance of concealed carry licenses. In addition, the state also has ammunition controls, which require Californians to buy ammunition from state-approved vendors and bar residents from buying ammo out of state. They're also going to have to register you to buy ammo next year when that kicks in. And however, none of that stopped a man from using what and doing what?
Yeah, none of it stopped a man from using a high-powered rifle to walk into the veteran's home and kill three people. And, man, we've made this argument before. And those who want to learn will learn. And it's this. Gun control will never stop a determined attacker. It never has. It never will. I've made the point that I'm blue in the face that the last 10 to 15 years, I'll just go 10 to make it manageable. Name anybody. Name a mass public shooter, name one. And apart from two, I can't think of any of them that didn't acquire their guns via background checks. In other words, they comply with all the left's gun control. All that gun control is going to keep us safe. They comply with it. And then they commit a crime. You look at a great example. You look at Elliot Roger in
Santa Barbara. Yeah.
May 23rd, 2014. He had guns that he passed a background check for. He only used magazines with capacity of 10 rounds or less. His guns were registered with the state as required. And after he did all that, what did he do? Shot and killed people. So see, people just don't understand. Gun control, ultimately, it ultimately empowers criminals because it dissuades the law-abiding from carrying. They don't want to jump through all the hoops. They don't want to be on government lists. They don't want to go through the hassle. And so it creates de facto gun-free zones where there aren't actual gun-free zones, and it just gives the criminal more targets at which to shoot. And you've got to wake up and realize that. If you haven't realized that, you're behind the curve, to say the least.
Oakland Coffee Shop feels it necessary not to serve cops for safety of customers. Yours was the first story I saw on that. And I thought, you have got to be kidding me. You are going to have a field day with this. My response to them is, fine, don't call the cops when you need help. What do you say about a coffee shop like this that won't serve cops out of fear of scaring their customers?
Right. No, I'm with you. They should be disallowed from calling the police. But, you know, when I found this story, I went to a bunch of sources to verify because I kept thinking, no, someone has misprinted this. And finally, I was shocked when I went to the coffee company's Instagram page. They still had the announcement up. They still had the announcement up that having cops around puts them in fear of their personal safety. And I believe they said mental comfort. I can't think of how they worded it, but it was still up. And I'm like, holy cow, these people are crazy. But that's it. And, you know, this all began on February 16th when they turned away a uniformed officer. He came in. And they would not serve him. And they turned him away. And that's where this started.
Only in California, right? Only in California. This is the law they want to export to you, by the way. This is the craziness coming out of California who, you know, I have not enough time to go to California. I wish I did. I wish we had more time with AWR Hawkins to talk about some other things coming out of California. But California is pushing the envelope to the point the state is becoming a threat to our own republic's national security. You keep an eye on what's happening out in California and the fact that you have politicians in Washington that are openly supporting the violation of law by local politicians is a very, very dangerous thing to happen in America. So keep your eyes on this story. Of course, we'll be covering it over the course of the next few weeks. It all has to do with our national security. Let's end this hour on a happy ending story because I love the headline. Again, these headlines make me feel all warm and fuzzy, New York. And all warm and fuzzy Las Vegas, and all warm and fuzzy Seattle, and Portland, and Tampa, and Miami, and Presque Isle, Maine, all the way from Presque Isle, Maine to Seattle and down to Florida and everywhere in between. When I read this, I just get giddy. Suspect allegedly hits elderly concealed carry permit holder with stick, gets shot three times. AWR, take it away.
That's it. I mean, boom. The 73-year-old concealed carry permit holder was walking by a canal, as is his habit, and this individual jumped out and either had a board or a stick, allegedly, and struck the elderly man with it. And they believe that he may have broken the elderly man's leg. I mean, this was a hard hit. And the elderly man responded by putting three rounds in him. And I guess it's just how it goes. You know, I don't want to cheapen it too much, but you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And, you know, you come out at a concealed carry permit holder and hit him real hard with a stick, and especially if he's 73, you have put him in fear of losing his life. Well, guess what? The next thing you see may be the flash out of the end of a barrel. And I think that's what this suspect learned the hard way. I believe the suspect was only 22 years old, and he lived through this situation. My guess is he may not try that again. But who knows? You know, if you're dumb enough to do it the first time, maybe you think you can do it right the second time, and you'll try it again. But if I were him, I'd find a new line of work. That's all I'm going to say.
AWR, I'll leave it at this. You know, lots of people go back to prison a second, third, and fourth time because they just can't figure this stuff out. Thanks for everything that you do, AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. Can't wait to have you back next week. I guarantee you, you're going to be doing a lot of writing this week, and we all get to benefit from the incredible work that you put in keeping us informed of this stuff. Love having your voice on that written word that you put out at Breitbart News every single week. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Wow, it's been a great Armed American Radio so far. When we come back in the next hour, if you're sticking with us, if not, pick us up on a stream somewhere. I'll tell you what, David Codrey is going to be here, the man that broke the story fast and furious. And we're going to get all his take on everything coming. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Be right back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.